about Guantanamo. And they talk about Abu Ghraib, people being tortured in the prison and tortured in jail cells in Guantanamo and in Abu Ghraib. But I tell you, right here in East Orange, New Jersey, people are being tortured. People are being brutalized and victimized. And if this were a third world country, the United Nations would be in here right now investigating violations of human rights. But we know we're not going to get too much justice down here in these courts.
That's right.
The county prosecutor and the local police and the state attorney general, they're all right. Friends with each other.
Mm-hmm.
They all came out of the same police training program. They all have the same mindset.
Just like elsewhere in the United States, police killings in New Jersey usually remain unpunished. And only a small number of families have received some compensation in federal civil rights suits. Jacquie's aunt, Yolanda Hamlet, questions why there is no accountability when the victims are black.
Your mayor didn't answer. Your councilwoman didn't answer. The police didn't answer. They had no answers. This is not the first time this happened, but let's make it the last because we're going to make noise.
That's right.
We're going to stop this police brutality. You got to do your job, and it's not to murder anyone or execute them. No, just bring them to jail and let them have their day in court.
That's right. That's right.
This killing must stop.
That's right.
And if you can't do your job without killing, maybe you need to be in prison as well.
Whoa.
Jail, a killer cop.
Jail, a killer cop.
Jail, a killer cop.
Tawana Graham, a single mother of two, is now left alone to raise her last son, who is 12.
I was there when my son was arrested. There were no scars on my son. My son should have been home to me on that Monday. Instead, I got a call saying that your son is dead. I came here for answers. I hadn't seen my son 2.5 weeks after he was arrested and dead. My son did not assault a police officer. He backed up into one, yes. But he did not assault her. He did use rogue language, but he did not hit her. And regardless if he did, my son hasn't begun to live his life yet. He's 21, he's still a kid. Literally took my son's life because he was drunk. They took my son to East Orange Hospital, and I will find out why my son was killed.
That's right.
Somebody's gonna pay.
Somebody gonna...
If all our children are killed, what future do we have?
None.
It's just one left, a 12-year-old. He's gonna have questions for me that I'm not gonna be able to answer. He wanna know why his brother was killed. As I said again, I am Jacquie's mother, looking for some answers on why my 21-year-old son will not come home ever again. I will never see my son again. But I bet you these officers go home to their children.
Right.
They don't have a problem. My son, my 12-year-old, came just now, Mommy, you promised me that we will always be together. What are we going to do now? Jacquie is gone, and you're sick. What am I going to do? I thank God, and I know there is a God, because I'm still here standing, and I'm talking. Just hold on, baby. Just hold on. We will find some type of solution, somewhere, somehow. And I hope another parent will never have to suffer the pain that I'm feeling. My child was not a perfect child, but my child does not deserve to die in the manner that he did. He did not deserve to die in the jail cell. But my son is not coming home. And today, I know I will not get any answers. And I call the mayor every day.
Another aunt, Bernadette Graham, wants the community to rise to stop police killing young blacks.
They're tagging our young people, putting colors on our young people, and we have allowed it. If we do not stand up, speak up, and stop it, it's going to continue to happen. It's my nephew today, your daughter tomorrow,
that's
your
right.
mother tomorrow,
that's right.
your father tomorrow,
that's right.
your child tomorrow.
That's right. Right.
We gotta stop this police brutality. This is what this is all about. They're
That's
nothing
right.
but common criminals themselves. They're terrorists. If we don't stop
right.
them, who will? Where
Let
does
them
it
know.
Stop?
Let them know.
It stops here with us. It's too many young
Across the country. That's
right. We allow it.
Zayed Muhammad is the Minister of Culture for the new Black Panther Party. He makes a troubling political connection from the increase in police violence against black men.
After having two generations of black elected officials,
yes,
the first thing that we should have been able to nip in the bud is police brutality.
That's right. That's right.
Just by virtue of what happened to us. Our city should be these cities. That should show the whole world how to get rid of corrupt, brutal, racist cops. That's why we're still here, and it's a damn shame. I know this is the Obama age. And a lot of our people have disarmed themselves in their excitement at the election of this black man, but there have been more racial hate crimes since this man has been elected than in a long time. And we should not close our eyes to this. They would love to do all this stuff on this watch, so they use this cover for their crime. It's called the post-race doctrine. That we're in an age where race no longer matters. We can have a problem with the police, and we can sit down and have a beer and sort of talk this thing out.
Hell no.
A beer ain't gonna get it here, baby.
That's right.
They ain't gonna get it for a black man's life. A beer ain't gonna get it for a lynching.
Another question that should be asked is, are violent attacks against black men increasing because some are angry due to the election of the black man as a president? For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen in East Orange, New Jersey.